Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Yes, you know what that music means. It is time for Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And yes, it's another one of our special editions. And as the weather's turned a bit colder this weekend, we may perhaps be forgiven for thinking of our friends in the near north. Yes, reach for a dram of something peaty, or if that's not your taste, then maybe a pint of 80 shilling, or perhaps something made for girders. Throw another haggis on the fire, sit back and enjoy our Scottish special. So, what's been battering your Mars bar this week, H?
Yes. Well, we are speaking of pint of heavy. You might get one there at Henry's Bar. Well, you would if it was still there, I think. Brian Kellick, of course, the godfather of Scottish jazz to a degree. One of the greatest exports, Seb Rochford being pulled by magnets and also heading to a moon palace.
And for me, well, we look forward to looking back. We go with the flow. We are uncouth and without form. No change there then. But speaking of flow, we start by deepening the river. Here's Paul Towndrow with Emerjo.
Thank you.
That's the way to start a show. Absolutely fantastic. That was Emergo, the opening section from saxophonist Paul Towndrow's fabulous big band suite, Deepening the River. Paul has been a regular in the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, whose founder and leader we'll be hearing a bit from later on. The inspiration for the suite was the Clyde, the heart of Glasgow, and more specifically, the role of the merchant's house in the 17th century, who were responsible for deepening the river to allow ever larger ships to bring trade from around the globe, and plenty of different global and cultural references in the track, as you heard. A fabulous album, this, with many of the top players in Scotland today featured, and indeed, the track we heard, we had a lovely trumpet solo from Tom Walsh and Helena Kay on tenor. The work debuted in the 2018 Glasgow Festival and at Jazz Celtica in 2019, and after a great deal of financial struggle, hard work and efforts through COVID, et al., was released finally last month.
Terrific stuff, yeah, great sound, lovely big band music, and again, just redolent of the amazing music which is coming from north of the border. I mean, there's always been good stuff, but you just would not believe until you start delving just how much cracking stuff there is and how widespread it is. This man, for example, who's from way north of the border up in Aberdeen, based in London for a goodly number of years now, and played with, well, who hasn't he played with? Seb Rochford. Gone from the hair bear to a now polished skull. But my word, he's an imaginative and always probing, interesting player. This is from his latest sort of soundscape album he's going for. A very different sound altogether, pulled by magnets. And this is a track which he calls Cold Regime. Cold Regime, People Die from Rose Golden Doorways, the first album from Pulled by Magnets. Drummer Seb Rochford's latest outing. He's always been interested in that sort of grunge and electronica, and of course playing with Polar Bear, famously several albums out with them that did really well before they eventually disbanded. And of course, he's played with the likes of Andy Shepherd and pretty much anyone who's anyone on the London scene, plus a lot of visiting artists as well. Fantastic drummer, very imaginative indeed. Hales, as I said, from way north of the border, up in Aberdeen, he started out. His father, Gene, I think, was a poet, quite well known up there, and he comes from a large old family, but has really carved a name for himself out on the jazz scene, well south of the border now. And again, it's another one of these constantly reimagining himself. And again, if you've ever watched him live, he used to be known for that fantastic shock of hair he had. It'd be sort of the grungy clothing and then this huge sort of back-combed seemingly hair which stood out and was almost as tall as he was. And then he's gone into the sort of the Buddhist mode now and tends to be all in black and completely shaved head. So always visually arresting and acoustically challenging and never less than interesting. Great stuff.
Yeah, very, very interesting chap indeed. We did chat with him a number of times in the past. Now, I did mention the boss would be along shortly. Yes, Tommy Smith, the founder of the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra and a man whose passion for the music and his homeland brought him back from the States, where after graduating from Berkeley, he was building a great career on the international stage, playing with Gary Burton's group after being recommended by Chick Corea. He got signed by Blue Note at the age of just 22. And then returned to Scotland after signing with Lynn Records in 1993. He formed the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra in 1995 with no financial support from outside. And in 2003, we were lucky enough to see this band and talk with them at rehearsal session, taken, however, from the newly released Evolution Special Edition. Here's Juggernaut. We'll be right back. Great music, and what a great band. That was a Juggernaut, taken from the recently released Evolution Special Edition, available now on Bandcamp, along with many of Tommy's earlier releases. And we'll be dedicating a whole show to Tommy in the not-too-distant future, all being well. The album features an additional 57 minutes of new music recorded at the original sessions. And what a lineup. Joe Lovano on tenor, who will also be doing a career focus on... where else would you find this quality? John Schofield on guitar, the late, great John Taylor at the piano, John Patitucci on the bass, Bill Stewart on the drums, and the unmistakable driving tenor of Tommy Smith. Whether you have the original or not, beg, borrow or steal. Well, perhaps not steal, but get yourself a copy of this, and I promise you, you won't regret it.
You're not encouraging people to nick stuff again,
no,
are you?
No. You can leave my copy alone. Get your hands off.
Wonderful stuff. You're listening to Jumping In with myself, H. And
me, Chris.
Chris as well. Our Scottish special.
Okay, yes. The new.
Who would have known there is so much? I said to someone, I said, really? Scottish? Yeah, Scottish jazz. Yes, it is a thing. It's not just a thing. It's an incredibly vibrant scene. And so much great talent up there. And as you say, obviously Tommy seen as a great father of the Scottish jazz scene for a number of years now, as is this man, his running mate as well. Great friends over a number of years. They still play together. We saw them at Southport only a year or so back. We're going back a little bit further. Fill your glasses with a pint of heavy because we're heading down to Henry's Cellar Bar. Don't think it's going anymore as a jazz thing, but I believe it was quite the place in its time. Brian Kellick on piano, Kenny Ellis bass, John Ray at the drums, Lenny's Pennies. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Tommy Smith, and welcome to Jumpin' In, featuring C and H with that sweet and swing.
Thank you.
great album, that. It's such a great track, that as well. L and D, Helena Kay's Kim Trio from the album Moon Palace. Helena hails from Perth, I think I am right in saying. Started out pretty young, heard Charlie Parker, as so many of us did, hooked her into jazz, and moved to London in 2012 to go to the Guildhall School of Music and Drama and study with the likes of Martin Speak, Gareth Lacrane, Martin Hathaway, et al. Got a first class honours, I believe. Well done to her. Just a wonderful now a Guildhorse Artist Fellow, and performs all over the place at Glasgow Jazz Festival, London Jazz Festival. I think the last time we saw her there, and that fantastic band, her Kim Trio, which did have, I think, Monsieur Mullavabado on that particular track, or at least on that album, I should say, Moon Palace. It's Ferg Ireland on bass and David Ingemels at the drums. Great drummer, and deserves better recognition, really. Lovely sound, and just cracking sound. There's another album out by that trio, but I can't think of the name of it, can you?
I thought there was just the one. But
it was just the one, is it?
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
So far.
Before that, we also had, of course, Brian Kellick. Yeah, another sort of, I suppose his grandfather wouldn't thank me for saying that, would he? Of the Scottish jazz scene. Great pals with Tommy as well, of course, and that's it. Live at Henry's 21 years ago, sadly. Henry's, I don't think, I never got to Henry's Cellar Bar. I believe it was a great centre for jazz in Edinburgh for a long time. But yeah, recorded in November 2000. Brian Kellick on piano, Kenny Ellis bass, John Ray at the drums.
And the joint was definitely jumping, as you say. And, of course, Helena Kay was also featured on the Paul Tandrow album at the top of the show.
Yeah, it was.
And I think she's in the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra as well. There really must be something in the water in Scotland. And I don't
whiskey.
Don't just mean the rivers, yes. But up-and-coming saxophonist Matt Carmichael does, taken from his debut album released just 2 weeks ago, just about 2 weeks ago now, called Where Will the River Flow? Here's The Spey. plenty of energy there, and you can see where the Scottish tradition comes up danceable throughout, I would say. That really was a fantastic example, taken from the debut album, Where Will the River Flow? That's saxophonist Matt Carmichael and his quartet, with the Spey. Despite being just 21, Matt's quartet have been playing together since they were all 16 in 2016. Matt was a BBC Young Jazz Musician finalist in 2020, was invited into the Scottish Youth Jazz Orchestra by, you guessed it, Tommy Smith. And, you know, great, great player. He's yet to finish his university degree, which is should be this year. And the band are all making waves with them, their own music as well. So multi-award winning pianist Fergus McCready, who we've featured with his two releases now on the show before, bassist Ali Watson and drummer Tom Potter, and of course saxophonist Matt Carmichael.
Wonderful stuff. And speak of the devil and he shall appear. Fergus McCready really grabbing the headlines of late for Scottish jazz with his album Cairn, which came out this year, I think, on Edition. Was it last year? I can't remember. But recently, in any case, a cracking one. It is, some very evocative tunes on it. Let's hear a track he simply calls North. Lovely stuff. Fergus MacCready from his latest album entitled Ken. Brilliant player as well. Again, very evocative. Has that wonderful roots in Scotland. You can sort of hear Scotland in his music, can't you? Beautiful, but sort of interpreted through jazz and, oh, just fantastic sound. We could have filled several programmes just with Scottish jazz. We haven't even had time to get on to Alan Cosker or Trio AAB. Trio Red is going to get in. We didn't have time for that. Kevin McKenzie. The list goes on and on and on. It's just there are just too many to mention. Just a taste we've given you. A smidgen, a wee smidgen of the best of Scottish jazz.
Yes, indeed, and plenty to go at, as you say, and Fergus MacCready, well worth listening to, as indeed he is in that other group with Matt Carmichael. Fergus, just 23 himself, and the previous release, Turas, also worth digging into. Well, as you drain your glass, it's sadly time for us to toddle away home too, so hopefully you've enjoyed this special. We've just about got time, I think, to leave you with a track from a musician which we first featured with his group Celtic Feet back in 1999 on Caber, which was the trio AAB label put together by the Bancroft brothers. Now living in New Zealand, drummer John Ray still harks back to his roots, and his latest release took inspiration from a quote from Duke Ellington. Some people say my music is uncouth and without form. What, may I ask you, as a Scotsman, do these people think about bagpipe music? Until next week, when we'll still be uncouth and without form, we'll leave you with John Ray. Bye for now.
Without a doubt, a few new releases and goodness knows what else. Stay safe.
Take care. Bye-bye.